Dominic has got to go and do these things called junkets where the, you know, the actors from America or whatnot, rather than go around every radio station, every TV station,
yes,
they sit in a hotel and people come to them. So Dominic is going in to do that. Let me just find some appropriate music for this.
Okay.
Okay. So Dominic is going to interview a couple of people in these hotel junkets.
Appropriate music.
Is there something strange in the hotel room? Who are you going to talk to? Dominic Byrne. Doesn't really work. So he's off to interview Daniel Craig for the new Bond movie.
Yes. Next week, that is.
And Vin Diesel from the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Who even knows what that theme tune to the Fast and Furious is? So, do you have any questions that you would like Dominic to ask? And we will pick one for each interview.
Yeah.
So, is there a question that you'd like to hear Dominic ask Vin Diesel? And is there a question you'd like to hear Dominic ask Daniel Craig? Text us in. 83936 is our text number. And start your text with the word Dom. And then we can have a look out for them.
Yeah.
So,
anything goes.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, within reason.
Especially ones to do with bald heads and deep voices.
Just for Vin Diesel, that works, doesn't it? Not for Daniel Craig.
Why don't you, with Vin Diesel, from the moment you meet him, go, this is just so weird. It's a pleasure to meet you. And so bizarre. My friends know I'm interviewing you today and they're all going crazy. You know, because they all call me Vin Diesel.
I didn't like anything like him.
Yeah, that's it. But I think you should do that.
Okay.
And just see if he goes, really? You go, yeah, yeah. Everyone says, and even I have to admit, I don't admit to them, even there is a similarity between how we look. Oh, this is so weird. Can I get, after the interview, can we get a picture? It can be like huge.
I have no shame.
And then you have to do that with Daniel Craig as well.
Yes, to Daniel Craig. Yeah, we look very similar.
I think that's great if you go to interview Vin Diesel and go, wow. People say, are we related?
Mr. Diesel.
The Diesel brothers.
Yeah.
Has he got a good sense of humour, Mr. Diesel? Because I've never interviewed him before.
I think so.
I'd like to call him Mr. Diesel all the way
through. He's done seven Fast and Furious movies. The guy's got to have a sense of humour.
That's true.
Or a massive mortgage, one or the other.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. And then for... How about this? Now, you don't have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
But you know me. You know my sense of humour. How about calling Daniel Craig Piers all the way through? All the way through the interview. See, the thing with Daniel is, I don't think he'd pick up on it. I think he'd just play along with it.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's a good one, though, isn't it? Adam in Stockport says, "What's the most embarrassing thing you've done when you're drunk?" See, now, Adam, we don't want those. They're like, they're boring radio station questions, right? What's your favourite cheese? We used to do that on the old shows.
But, yeah.
You know, that's kind of where we... I don't know what he's saying. I'm reading some of these texts and they're all a little bit weird. Have you ever been to Kidderminster? Yeah, we used to do that on the old show. We need to move on. We need some new ones. How about, would you like to kiss me? How about that?
To Vin Diesel?
Yeah, both.
Would you like to kiss me? That's slightly awkward.
Yeah.
I don't think you ask. I just think at the beginning or the end, you just go in for the pecs on either cheek.
Yeah. I think Vin Diesel will...
Yeah, I don't think he'd reject my advances, I think.
Knock you out.
Yeah.
Can you ask Daniel Craig if he likes mustard sauce and his cheese on toast?
That's a nice question.
If he reads fake ads on the toilet.
Nice, yes. Yeah.
What is your favourite colour horse? Mine is tan. They've actually given...
That could be one of my favourites, actually.
They've actually written... Dom, I think Vin Diesel would appreciate a slightly different question, maybe. What is your favourite colour horse? Mine is tan with blonde hair, says Roxy.
I like that.
I like that. All right, well, keep your questions coming in. Start them with the word Dom, if you can, and we'll go through them over the next 10 minutes or so. How about what wattage is his microwave? That's a great question.
Good.
Do you know what yours is?
No, I have no idea.
Mine's 1,000.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine's 850. Is that something?
It's still good.
I'd say that's average.
Yeah, it's average.
Yeah.
That's good.
Daniel, will there be Mamma Mia 2? That's another one. That's a great one. See, they're the best questions.
Yeah.
Daniel, Now, tell me, I was a huge fan of the first film. Do you think they'll do a Mamma Mia 2? Right, so when are you doing these interviews?
So, Vin Diesel is happening on Monday. I'm going to go and see the film today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to go and see the film after the show today. And then James Bond, a.k.a. Daniel Craig, big Liverpool fan, that's going to be happening on Thursday next week.
Okay. Wayne has texted in saying, ask, have you ever been to Cafe 80s in Stoke?
Yeah, that's good as well.
Yeah, that's like a question. Wouldn't it be great if Vin Diesel goes, actually, yes, I have. And afterwards, I went shopping. The Pottery Centre. Okay, so keep those questions coming in. We'll come up with one question that he has to ask Vin Diesel and another question he has to ask Daniel Craig. I love that. Okay, it's 3 minutes to eight. We'll do the news with Dominic next. Right, would you like to hear some potential questions that you had to ask Daniel Craig and Vin Diesel? Okay?
Yes, fire away.
Some of these are brilliant. From Ross, what number do you set your toaster at?
That's good.
Okay, how about what wattage is his microwave, which has got to be one of my favourites?
Good. Household appliances are always good for questions, I think.
Who is your favourite 18th century Belgian architect? I love that.
That's random.
I want to hear you say it. Okay. Is it?
So, Mr. Diesel, who is your favourite 18th century Belgian architect?
Excuse me? That was great.
Or 19th century.
Oh, really? You give me the option.
Yeah.
Is a donut a cake? Because this week I've heard it's apparently a type of bread. It's driving me around the bend. I mean, that could be word for word what you ask. See, I think Daniel Craig is going to be better with that than Vin Diesel.
I think so, yeah.
No. Bearing in mind, you know, you've got a guy called Daniel and a guy called Vin. I think Vin Diesel would appreciate it. By the way, I've not read most of these, so you put them up. I hope they're all right. I think Vin Diesel would appreciate a slightly different question. Maybe, we've done that. What is your favourite colour horse?
I think we should do that. I like that as a question. What's your favourite colour horse?
Barry in Southampton says, ask both if they want to hear your Sarah Millican impression.
Right. Do you think they would? I don't know. Doing Sarah Millican, doing me, a bald newsreader, doing Sarah Millican impression to Vin Diesel would be possibly awesome. Too surreal.
Robin Kent, what is your favourite colour of fence paint?
That's nice. See, I like the gentle questions. They're nice.
Lewis and Ipswich, what's your favourite Mr. Men or Little Miss
character? Yeah, good one.
Or book?
Yeah. Mr. Bump was mine.
Mr. Bump is my favourite.
Yeah.
Mr. Bump is many men's favourite Mr. Man.
It's true.
Pippa?
Mr. Tickle.
Oh, really? Dave, what was that?
That's the noise Mr. Tickle makes when he tickles.
It's not.
How's it going? Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, rubbish.
We tracked down that sound effect once, so we had it.
Did we?
You won't believe how much it costs to get it. Dave Masterman, your favourite Mr. Men?
I was also going to go Mr. Tickle.
Were you?
Yeah.
Carlin Redding says, and this is a great opener for Vin Diesel, walk into the room, stand with your arms open for a hug and say, ah, come here.
Come here, you.
Come here, you.
Here he is.
Hey. And point him as well, go like that. Hey, hey, hey. We could always do that thing where you pretend you've met Vin Diesel before.
Yeah,
many,
I know, I like
many
that.
Times.
I do like this.
You go, here we are again, another junket in London. The boys back together. Hey, do you remember, listen, before we do the interview, remember last time I was telling you about the magazine, I brought you a copy in, because you said you'd love to see it. So here it is for you, no problem.
I do like that, pretending we've met before.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And all the way through the interview, it's like, hey.
You know.
I know you don't like talking about the film and everything, but I think I've got some questions.
Do you know what? Why don't I go and buy like a fishing magazine or something and just say, last time I was in, you know, you said that you'd love to see this copy of the big trout that this.
Well, no, you want for that to work.
Mm.
It sounds like we're in our after show meeting. For that to work, you've got to find something that he's genuinely interested in. Because then, let's say he was interested in fishing and you go, hey, come here, hey. Here we are again, every time. Fancy seeing you. How many times have we met now? 4 or 5? Oh, by the way, you know, you're telling me about the fishing thing before, and I told him about that magazine that comes out. I got you a copy of it. Because then he'll be like, well, I do like fishing. Oh, God, I don't remember him.
Yeah,
but I obviously did talk to him about fishing.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for those questions. I think they are absolutely class. Mike interviews Vin Diesel on Monday, and then Daniel Craig Wednesday.
Thursday, Daniel Craig. Right. Yeah.
Nice one. Right, 7 is past 8. We have a classic David Bowie song for you. 18.